Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Creative Work highlights Community Day at Star Home Place. Sign open Saturday to welcome guests and talented individuals sharing their craft with others in the day-long event. Joe Rolfe with Star Home Place joins me in studio for a preview. Joe, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about this coming Saturday. What do you expect to have on hand as we get ready for Community Day?
Well, we just have an assembly of creative people, and we're hoping for some people that haven't been there before. We'll have a blacksmith that does farrier work. He'll be making horseshoes. We'll probably have somebody making knives out of railroad spikes. A gentleman doing jigsaw work, a leather crafter, a batik artist, and some other people, one that makes birdhouses and another one that's just making a model boat to sail on our pond. So we'll have some interesting things going on.
Now, I know the gentleman who makes the boats, he's actually prepared these for competitions in past years.
Right. The boat maker, Tim Anderson, uh-huh. He's making a model right now of a boat that he plans to build full size, but he's making the model a remote-controlled, radio-controlled boat that he can sail on the pond.
Well, tell us about some of the other craftsmen. You mentioned the railroads, spikes, and things like that are going to be taking place. Just fascinating features that we'll see.
Right. We have a young man from Collinson that frequently makes knives out of railroad spikes and sells them. He's a beginning blacksmith, but he's able to supplement his family income with that. And it's loads of fun to see him do it. And the guy that does the farrier work takes just bar stock and turns it into horseshoes. And if you've never seen that done, there's a lot more to a horseshoe than meets the eye at the beginning.
How long a process is that to make a horseshoe?
I would have to ask him how long it takes. I would guess probably 20 minutes, maybe 30. It depends on the size and how much bending he has to done.
Right.
As a farrier, a lot of farriers buy ready-made horseshoes and just adjust them a little bit to try to get them to fit the individual horses. By making them all from scratch, he can get a better fit on his work.
You know, much of the work, you know, some of the crafts that we see at the Community Day, Joe, it kind of relates back to things that have been traditions in the Delta. Share on that aspect.
Right. Well, there are a lot of traditional things that get done. There's a lady that does needlecraft, embroidery, and you know, the woodworking, and of course our exhibits there at Star Home Place. We've got 19 buildings on 9 acres in the yard, and the exhibits have self-guiding tour signs on them that tell different things. Some of them about plants, some of them about equipment, some of them about the buildings. But you can spend a long time reading the 100 informational signs or so that we've got gathered up over there.
Just off the top of your head, what's one of the things one of those unique aspects or unique facts about one of the buildings on site?
Well, we've got an 1835 log cabin that was moved for the third time. That's one of the neat things. And I think the barn is sort of our signature building. It's a 41 by 44 barn that was built in the 1920s. It's getting close to 100 years old. And it was all built of 2x4 and 2x6 material. And architecturally, it created a very large open space up in the loft. We've also got a lot of books that were donated as a fundraiser for Star Home Place, and we have sold a great many books, but now we're trying to get that space cleaned out, and so we're giving the books away. If you'd like to come look through and see if there are things that interest you, there are a lot of nice books there still ready to be taken home.
When we look at the summer and the opportunity to get away, a nice little one-day vacation, I guess you could say, it's the perfect time to bring kids out during the summer.
Right. We don't have things that are specifically aimed at children, but children seem to have a good time. We've got a couple of swings, and even though it's going to be warm tomorrow, there's almost always a breeze out there because we're in open farming country, and the trees funnel the breeze through the buildings. So as long as you stay in the shade and in a breeze, it's not going to be bad. And plus, we have plenty of iced tea, and we're going to serve a We're going to serve a light lunch of ham and tomato sandwiches rather than our normal fare, which is usually heavier. But in the heat, we figure a light lunch is better.
It sounds good. Well, tell us, you're always looking for creative townspeople and other individuals to come out to Star Home Place. What is something right now that you're looking at, hopefully, to be presented?
We'd love to have somebody doing stained glass and pottery, and we have a letterpress print shop that we don't have anybody to run. We would like to have those things. There's a machine shop that needs somebody to operate it. And a sheet metal shop. We want people that do any kind of creative enterprise, and that doesn't necessarily have to be an old-fashioned enterprise. It can be computer programming or graphics. It can be a new business idea. It's anything that's part of the creative economy. And the creative economy is sort of anything that's not in the manufacturing or agricultural economy.
And I know something that you kind of keep on the side burner, so to speak, is the old... Oak Ridge, the old high school there. Tell us about some of the developments.
Right.
There.
We're still hoping that someone will come forward to make use of that building to keep it from being demolished. Time is growing short.
Two-story building, about how many square feet?
It's 22,000 square feet on four floors.
Four floors, yeah.
Four
okay.
floors with an elevator. And it's available free to someone who has the money to complete the restoration and make good use of it.
Well, Community Day gets underway this Saturday. What time will you get underway, Joe? And also, how can you find Star Home Place?
Star Home Place is 2 miles north of Oak Ridge on the highway to Marouge, which is 133/425. And we start at 8, and we'll leave about 3 when everybody gets hot.
Or the last of the ham and tomato sandwiches is gone.
This is true.
Joe Rolfe with Star Home Place. Joe, always a pleasure. Look forward to Saturday.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Land Yaps by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Support for Land Yap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.